This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. This day in the United States figures to make history, ending with only the third impeachment of an American president. The House of Representatives is poised to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. AP correspondent Sagar Mughani has a report.
It's very rare. As it should be.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
The House vote is expected to be strictly along party lines, with the Democrats for and Republicans against impeachment. The eve of the vote saw impeachment demonstrations around the country. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire with a report.
Some 600 demonstrations from coast to coast, as far north as Alaska, as far south as Florida, were held Tuesday night ahead of Wednesday's House impeachment vote. In New York's Times Square, actor and comic writer Tim Harrod says President Trump has to go.
We've got an unqualified foreign stooge in the White House.
While the demonstrators were passionate in their demands, some were also disappointed that the rallies didn't draw as many people as other rallies for other issues in the past. Recent public opinion polls show the country just about evenly divided over whether to remove Trump from office. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more news, you can go to voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. From Washington, this is VOA News. In New Delhi, hundreds of thousands of Indian protesters battled with police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to become Indian citizens. Reuters correspondent Joe Davies reports.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation. And there have been growing questions about the stance of the government, led by Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, towards India's Muslims. Islam makes up 14% of the population. The citizenship law follows the revocation of the special status of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region and a court ruling clearing the way for the construction of a Hindu temple on the site of a mosque raised by Hindu zealots.
That was correspondent Joe Davies of Reuters. France is once again beset by public sector strikes. At issue, President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the country's pension system. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports that Tuesday across France there was a pre-holiday labor nightmare.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilization in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Thousands of rail workers, nurses, teachers and public service employees marched. The unions and Macron are each hoping to push the other to back down over the festive period, with the prospect that strikes over the holiday would alienate an increasingly frustrated public.
That was Lauren Anthony. There was a fresh sign of a resilient economy last month here in the United States. It came in the form of the latest jobs report. Here's AP's Rita Foley.
For nearly a year and a half, there have been more job openings than unemployed people. Now, another sign the job market remains strong. Employers posted more job openings in October. The Labor Department says the number of available positions rose 3.3% to nearly 7.3 million. That suggests that businesses remain confident enough in the economy to create more jobs. The number of open jobs is down from a year ago, but it was at a record high level then, 7.6 million. And the number of jobs is still historically high. Rita Foley, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.